When you think of being in a state of denial, you usually think of that as a good thing or a bad thing. Good place to be or a bad place to be? Usually you think of it as a bad place to be for obvious reasons. For example, when a loved one dies, what's the first stage of grieving? It's denial, right? Pretending or imagining, hoping as though it didn't actually happen. If we get caught in a sin, what's one of the things that we might be tempted to do? Deny it, right? Deny that we did anything wrong at all. Deny that we did anything wrong at all. We think about Peter when we think about denial. Three times Peter denied that he knew Jesus. And we also think about the consequences of denying Jesus. Jesus said this himself, "But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." So generally speaking, being in a state of denial is not good. This morning, I want to talk about when being in a state of denial is good. In fact, as a Christian, being able to deny ourselves is one of the most important things we can do. Denying ourselves actually is part of what makes us a Christian. If we're not denying ourselves, then I would say we're not Christians. We think about what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him, step one, deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." There are stages in our Christian walk, but the first thing we have to do is stop living for ourselves. That's step one, denying ourselves. If we want to follow Jesus, we have to deny ourselves. If we want to be a Christian, what that means is we can't always get what we want. We have to deny ourselves. And this is when denial is good. When we deny ourselves some sin that we want, that's good. When we deny ourselves the inclination towards pride or greed or whatever gets in the way of following Jesus, when we deny ourselves then, that's good and that's essential. As the father of a five-year-old, there's a little phrase we have to say multiple times a day. You know what that is? You can't always get what you want. We literally say that at least once every day. You can't always get what you want. And then he has a little phrase he says in response. Well, that's awful. That's not fun, not getting what I want. But that's life, isn't it? You can't always get what you want. And the more I say that to Nate, the more I question how good I am at not always getting what I want. How do you feel? You're an adult. How do you feel when you don't get what you want? It is pretty awful, isn't it? We don't like it. Nobody likes to not get what they want. And in the mind of a child, if you don't get what you want, there better be a pretty good reason for it. And we don't like it. And unfortunately, as adults, sometimes we aren't that different. When's the last time that you denied yourself? When's the last time there was something you wanted and you could have it, no one was stopping you, but you decided you wouldn't take it? Whatever that is. Self-denial, I would say, is not especially natural. And as adults, we probably aren't that good at it sometimes. If you want to buy something and you've got the money for it, well, you just buy it. If you want to go do something and you've got the time for it, you just do it. And sometimes that's okay, but obviously sometimes it's not okay. Self-denial is not really natural. It's not natural to human beings, but it must be in the life of a Christian. If we spend most of our days, most of our weeks, most of our months, and most of our years just doing exactly what we feel like doing, there's a very good chance that we're not doing what God wants us to do. So what exactly are we supposed to be denying? I haven't said anything so far that anyone would disagree with. We all understand that part of being a Christian is self-denial. We get that. But what exactly are we supposed to be denying? We're supposed to be denying fun? Christians can't have fun? Is that what we're talking about? We're talking about, you know, any kind of physical fulfillment? Can't have that? Is that what we're saying? Wealth? Comfort? Are those the things that we're supposed to be denying? I don't think so. The Bible doesn't talk about that. There are various religions in the world that do say that, though. Well, if it's fun, shouldn't have it. If it makes you comfortable, deny it. If you're wealthy, it's not fair. You shouldn't have it. But that's not how Christianity works. You can be a Christian and have fun and live comfortably and have wealth and have various forms of physical fulfillment in your life. In fact, one of the things that Solomon says is that's part of your reward in life. If you work hard, you should get paid and you should enjoy it. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying life. Being a self-denying Christian doesn't mean that you just, you know, have a sad, unhappy life. That's not what Christianity is about. But it still requires an enormous amount of self-denial. So what is it we're supposed to be denying? Well, I think we all agree. Sin, lust, and our human desires. Those are the things that we have to deny as Christians. And this is exactly what Paul told Titus. Titus chapter 2, starting in verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. In other words, he's saying everyone has access to this knowledge. Everyone has access to this knowledge. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us, verse 12, that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. So what are we supposed to deny as Christians? We deny ungodliness, we deny worldly lust, and when we deny ourselves those things, we replace it with sobriety, righteousness, and godliness. That's what Christians do. So how often do we do this? Well, we do it quite a bit, I think. But we do need to be careful not to pat ourselves on the back too quickly. We all deny ourselves sometimes, right? Maybe last week you really wanted to punch one of your coworkers in the face. And you denied yourself. You didn't do it. You wanted to, maybe, but you didn't do it. I had this economics teacher in college, and I just wanted to throw my pencil at him so many times because he drove me crazy, right? But I denied myself. I didn't do it. But that's not something to pat yourself on the back about. There are times when it's pretty easy to deny ourselves because we recognize that there's immediate consequences, and as human beings, we can recognize those consequences. So if those kind of things are a real temptation to you and you win, that is good for you, and you should celebrate that victory. However, I would say that for most of us, those are not the hard ones. Those are probably not the hard ones. We've got to deny the other ungodly things as well. Ungodliness and worldly lust can come in many forms. Things that are sneaky. Things that are a little bit harder to identify and a little bit easier to indulge in without feeling so bad about it. But we still have to deny the tough ones. Things like greed, lust, laziness, contention, selfishness. Those things are natural to the human being, but opposed to God, and we have to deny those things too. All of those things have to be denied by Christians, and those are the kinds of things that Jesus was talking about. I'm probably not the only person in here who ever ran track in junior high and high school. Anybody else run track? Yeah? Well, I don't know about you, but for me, running track was really an exercise not only of my body, but an exercise of self-discipline and self-denial. And it's still true today. Anytime I run, I would really rather not be running, and it's an exercise in self-denial. I have very vivid memories, especially in junior high. I have vivid memories of running around the track, you know, in that first week. That's the tough one, the first week, running around the track and thinking to myself, this is not fun. Just like Nate says, this is not fun. I'm just going to run right off of this track and go call my mom to pick me up because this is not fun. But even though I hated running, you know what I hated more than running? I hated losing and I hated being a quitter. So I kept on running. And Christianity is kind of like that sometimes. Sometimes we have to do things that maybe we'd rather not do. We have to do things sometimes that maybe we'd really rather not do. And there might be times where we don't get to do something that we really would like to do. And all of those things are part of the process of self-denial. Christianity is like this. It is like running. Because the Bible says Christianity is like running. Everyone tries, right? Everybody gets a chance. Everybody gets a chance. Some people try, but not everybody wins. The ones who win are the ones that were willing to deny themselves. Or the ones who will win will be the ones who are willing to deny themselves. And Paul makes this comparison in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race, they all run?" He's saying everybody's getting a turn, everybody's running, but one receives the prize. "Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it for a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus." In other words, he's saying, I run like this. This is how I run as a Christian. "Not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air." Verse 27, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection." That's self-denial. Disciplining your body and bringing it into subjection. "Lest, when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." What do you think he means when he says, "I run like this, not with uncertainty. I fight like this, not as one who beats the air"? I think part of this is about the confidence in our ability to complete the race. I've participated in races before where as you're running along, you question whether or not you're actually going to finish. I don't do that very often. I just don't put myself in that situation, but it's happened before. But that can happen. And Paul's saying you can't run like that. You can't be that kind of Christian. We can't be the kind of Christian where as we're participating in life, we wonder if we're going to finish. To get past that point requires discipline and self-denial. That's how we get past that point. That's exactly what Paul says here. 27, "I discipline my body and bring it into subjection." We have to be in control of our own destiny. God empowers us to do it, but we are in control of it. And a part of it is denying ourselves, realizing that we can't always get what we want. Every day as a Christian, we have a struggle in our lives. And in many cases, it comes down to whether or not we're willing to deny ourselves. And we should be very aware of this internal struggle. I would say if we're not aware of that internal struggle, if you don't sense yourself battling with yourself in your own mind, then maybe something's gone wrong. Because part of being a Christian is denying ourselves. The spiritual part of us wants to serve God. There's a spiritual part of us that wants to do what's right. But then in all of us, we're still human beings. And there's a human part of us that just wants to do what we want to do. And it's important that we recognize that. The Apostle Paul knows exactly what that struggle feels like. And he describes to us what the struggle feels like. I'm going to read to you a longer passage. It comes from Romans chapter 7. We all know what this feels like. And at least in some way, I think just about every day, we should have these kinds of feelings. Romans chapter 7, I'll start reading in verse 14. Paul says, and this is about self-denial and self-discipline and the struggle that we have as Christians. Romans 7, starting in verse 14. "For we know that the law is spiritual, and I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do." Can't we all relate to that? We want to do good, and somehow we don't do it. And we've got this thing that we really don't want to do, but we end up doing it anyway. We all can relate to those feelings. Verse 16, "If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good." Verse 17, "But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." We've let sin win. In those situations, we've let sin win. Verse 18, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will, the want to do good, is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find." In other words, Paul is saying, sometimes I just can't find it within myself to do what I know is right. And that involves self-denial. Verse 19, "For the good that I will to do, I do not do it. And the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." Verse 21, "I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." That's what sin does to us. It enslaves us. It traps us. Sin won't let us get away from it. But how do we overcome that? Verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death?" Verse 25, the answer, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Our human nature draws us towards evil. But God's Spirit living within us is drawing us towards God. That's the battle that exists in our own bodies, in our own minds, every day. And so his point is, if we are living in the flesh, if we're just doing what our human nature wants to do, sin is winning. If we just do what our human nature wants us to do, sin is winning. But if we serve God through the Spirit, that requires that we deny our human nature. And we won't always get to do what our body and even our minds want to do. Self-denial is a real battle. I know that we all understand this. We understand the struggles of self-denial that come with being a Christian. And we also have to understand that it's different for everyone. It's hard for me to even give a lot of examples because I can only speak for myself. I don't know what it is that's hard for you to deny, but I know there's something. I know that every single person in this room, there's some battle that you fight every day where you have to deny yourself. And I don't know what that is, but I know it's something. And we know that there's real battles. I mean, this morning at 8 o'clock, anybody have a little battle of self-denial this morning at 8 o'clock? I know everybody does. I finally won my battle at 8:30. Some of you are laughing like you can't believe that. But then, some of us, we may have the same battle at 5 o'clock tonight. It's time to be getting ready for church. What are you going to do? Maybe you don't want to be here. Maybe that's the honest truth, is maybe you're not that inclined to be here. But are you willing to deny yourself and do what God wants you to do? Same battle might go on at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Time to be getting ready for church. But will we deny ourselves? But maybe your battle is something completely different. Maybe it's not that. Maybe you got no problem showing up at church. But maybe it's something different. Maybe it's not good for you to browse the internet alone. Maybe it's not good for you to be going out on the weekends with your friends. I don't know what it is, but I know it's something. But are we willing to deny ourselves? Scenarios like this are endless. Someone makes you angry and you want to yell and throw a fit about it. Somebody embarrasses you or wrongs you and you want to get even with them. There's situations like this on a daily basis where we have to be willing to deny our human nature. I would also say that sometimes the things that we have to deny are maybe not always clearly sins, right? Obviously, we have to deny the sins, but sometimes what we need to deny is, you know, being irresponsible with God's blessings. Maybe the battle we're fighting with is just being a responsible person, a responsible adult, a responsible parent, a responsible Christian, and doing the things that we know are right. Well, James says, if you know to do good and you don't do it, it's sin. So we have to deny ourselves even in those situations. So here's a question. If you routinely find yourself fighting these kinds of battles, struggling to deny yourself, what does that mean? It means you're normal. It means you have a pulse. It means you're a human being living on this planet trying to be a Christian. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means that you're a Christian trying to do what God wants you to do. To be human is to struggle with self-denial. But to be a Christian is to start winning. To start winning those battles. If we deny ourselves, if we deny our human instinct, If we deny our impulse to sin, that's the first step in becoming a Christian. And then step two is we can start doing what God wants us to do. Once we've eliminated some of the sins out of our life, once we've stopped filling our time with all the things that we want to do, then we've got time to do what God wants us to do. This is one of the realities that we have to accept as Christians. And I think it probably takes all of us a long time to figure this out. We can't give ourselves what we want and give God what He wants at the same time, all the time. That's just how it is. And eventually we can learn to love that, right? At first it might be a little frustrating. Well, I can't do this because I got to do what God wants me to do. I can't do this because I'm a Christian. You know, maybe at first a person could be bitter about that. But eventually what we learn is that God's will is good for us. Eventually what we learn is we're better off fulfilling God's will instead of fulfilling our own will. But those are the two choices. Those are the two choices. We either have to deny our own human desires or deny God. There are no other choices. We're either going to do one or the other. We will deny ourselves or we will deny God. And people do deny God. Titus chapter 1 verse 16 talks about these kinds of people. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. 2 Timothy 2, verse 12, if we endure, we shall also reign with Him. But if we deny Him, He also will deny us. So this is the thought that we'll close with. On the judgment day, what line will you be in? There's just going to be two lines. On the judgment day, there's going to be two lines. There'll be a line of people who denied themselves so they could serve God. That's one line. That's the line you want to be in. A line of people who denied themselves so they could serve God. And then there'll be another line. And that'll be most people. And that's people who denied God so they could serve themselves. And that's it. Those are our two choices. I hope these thoughts were helpful to you this morning. They're helpful to me. They help keep my mind focused during the day. That we don't always get to do what we want to do. And eventually, as we do that routinely, we start to appreciate that God's will for us is good for us. That what God asks us to do is for our own good. That what God tells us to deny is also for our own good. And when we learn to do that, we learn to love God more, and self-denial becomes a positive thing in our life. So this week, self-denial. If there's anything that this church can help you with this morning, we want to give you an opportunity to take care of that, whatever that is. If there's sin in your life that you need help with, if you've not yet obeyed the gospel, we can help you with that. Whatever it is, as we stand and sing the closing number.